This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. We are bringing you Invent America while our fearless leader is out talking to a lot of other people at the National Hardware Show, and I am sure that some of those will turn out to be inventors that will want to get on this show. And we're talking about new innovation, obviously, because we do Invent America and America Invents. But today there's one that's in particular that we were kind of bombarded with when we were out there, and I'm sure that you will be as well, Michael. It was called e-commerce.
All right, that's right. I'm here at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. It's going to be opening up tomorrow, and I got some great, great interviews planned for next week. Got a lot of taping, and I definitely want to thank all of you for listening to last week's show at the International Building Show. And then last week, the event lady herself was at the ASD Market Week. So, Rita, we've been on the like Willie Nelson on the road. But yes, there's a lot going on here, and but we definitely need to talk about a subject matter that we've been getting a lot of requests on. You have too, is that basically selling online, Rita, and what my audience really needs to know in your experience and what you're gathering from your inventors and how can we help them?
Well, you know, things are always changing. That's one of the things that we certainly do learn in Invent America is how products and technology changes. And, you know, 20 years ago, who would have thought, you know, we would have been buying everything online as opposed to, you know, that one place where most of us do go online. But, you know, it keeps changing as well. So now we've got some new options, whereas, you know, one becomes a little more obsolete or predatory might be a better way of looking at it. There becomes a new option because somebody says, oh, let's do it. Let's do a new way in a better way. So that's one of the things that we've been paying attention to. And I had met Amy Weiss. She's one of our guests today. She was learning and starting to take lessons and teach inventors how to take advantage of TikTok Shop, which is the new competition to kind of that old predatory one out there. And the interesting thing was is that there was a class being taught at ASD Market Week, and it had 250 people attending the class on e-commerce. And so they started coming around to the booth. They wanted to sell us their services. They had just learned the services 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're right.
So it was like, okay, take a deep breath, everybody. Don't sign up with anybody just yet. Let's figure this out. And, you know, so we've been learning as we go. We want to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. But for so many inventors who couldn't get into a store, they now can go live online and with some video essentially sell their product all across
the world. Yeah, hardware store. That's right. But Rita, you know, and we're going to have the experts on. We're going to dig into this new phase or this new way to market, because we want to make sure that we, you know, we protect our inventors, make sure that they understand the rules, the commerce rules, the, you know, just before they make that commitment. So we're going to go out there and find the experts, and so we can give them that information, right?
Absolutely. We've got what I consider two experts on today. One is Amy, who is learning, and she is selling her own products on TikTok Shop and is teaching other inventors how to use that new technology. And then Kevin Cody, who actually then will bring on products. He wants to bring on a couple of the products that we had at the show. And he's on the Home Depot e-commerce and the Lowe's e-commerce. So he's got access now to something that even inventors have a hard time getting, because they've got to have a certain bandwidth, a certain volume to get on some of those bigger ones. So Kevin's going to talk to us about what he brings to inventors on getting their products out there. So big news. It really is big news for our inventors to learn how to take advantage of that. Where they used to be limited by getting into a box store, they're no longer limited, except by their imagination.
No, that's right. And you know, when you get into a box store, I remember people used to always be happy and, wow, it's going to change my life. But what they don't understand, you're just in a computer system, and you with maybe 3-4 million products in the system. And unless somebody goes ask for that product or order that product, you know, it's not going to do you any good. They got to know you're in the system. And so now you figured out a way how to develop your own system where you're not going to be competing with 3 million products, right?
Well, you know, it's so funny because you always, inventors have the ideas that, well, if you build it, they will come. If you put it out there, they will come. No, you've got to let them know you're there. And so you're exactly right. You can get lost in a Home Depot or in a Lowe's, and unless somebody knows to go looking for you, and what do? They go to the Home Depot site or the Lowe's site, or to an Amazon site, and they search for the types of products that they want. And when they find you, they buy you.
You know, I'm going to get off track here just for a second, and you know that I do that from time to time. But what amazes me is that, you know, the last couple of years, you know, things have been slow. The economy's been slow. The manufacturing's been slow. Hell, we're in a recession. Let's just face it, whatever it is. Nobody wants to admit it. But it's amazing that the marketing, you want to market when things are bad. You don't want to market when things are good. And why do people want to, first thing they want to cut is marketing when things are bad. You understand what I'm getting? It should be opposite.
I do.
Am I wrong? I mean,
no. You're
to make that statement.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're still marketing and you're still there, people still need you. You know, nobody put pandemic in their 2020 business plan, for goodness sakes.
Right.
But it happened, and we're surviving, and e-commerce became a big animal during the pandemic because nobody wanted to go out. And so a lot of the products, even though the intensity of the products changed, it shifted a little bit, you know, small. The do-it-yourselfers became now a big issue for products, as opposed to having, you know, a contractor come in that you couldn't afford. You learned how to do it yourself. And so a lot of those inventions that helped the do-it-yourselfer, they went live, whether there was a pandemic or a recession or not. People still need stuff. And, you know, now the staycation folks, you know, they were staying at home and fixing up their yard and their swimming pool and, you know, their barbecue and stuff. So, you know, anything that had to do, you know, with a small product that you could do it yourself, big business.
All
and
right.
People who were advertising were the ones that got out there in spite of the pandemic.
All right, Rita, we got to take a break, so take us home, Rita.
Okie dokie. Everybody, the music is playing. We are going to run off and pay a few bills, but we're going to be back with Jenny Salimi. She was with us at ASD Market Week, but she's getting ready to take that first step into what kind of e-commerce should she be doing. So stick with us as we bring on one of our prize inventors and then a couple of industry experts to help us understand what the challenges really are. So stay right there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Thanks so much for sticking with us, everybody, as we kind of delve into that idea of e-commerce and how it impacts all of us. Michael, I want to wish you the best of luck out there at the National Hardware Show.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I have to sign off. They call me to come in, and I know the show's in good hand, Rita, and I'm going to be back in behind master control on Monday. So, and then also we're going to be playing some of these interviews from the National Hardware Show.
All right. Excellent, sir.
Thank you all. I've got to run.
All righty. Right now, my guest with us is Jenny Salimi. She was with me at the ASD Market Week, and she's had her first wholesale sale. Congratulations, girl, on that one. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yes, exciting.
Yes, it was. So tell everybody about the Brazzle.
Yeah, so it is a fashion accessory, more specifically a bra strap aligner that aligns your thin-strapped garment with your thin-strapped bra. And I know you fellas are going to be like, what? You don't want your bra to be showing? No, you don't. So basically, I invented it for myself. It was an issue that I was always having because I needed the support of a bra, but I like to wear those fun summer dresses and tank tops, but I didn't want to look tacky, so the Brazzle was born.
Well, and it's so easy to use, and it looks so cute. It really does. Cool. And, you know, there are certain things that you can do via e-commerce that are easy. All right. It, you know, you can buy this. It's easy to use. I never really figured out how to try on shoes online. So that one, it gives me a little bit of a run for my money. But certainly, you know, the opportunity now for you to sell on, you know, some different platforms. What are you looking at? What is the challenge you're facing?
So, you know, I don't know that I have challenges quite yet, but it's just a matter of me staying in tune of what the trends are. So TikTok Shop is my number one priority to figure out how the heck to maneuver through it and how to get going. So I have some ideas. I've hired some UGC creators who sent me the videos, and I'm going to be bold and daring and start making videos on my own too. But things like TikTok Shop, Instagram, Poshmark, Pinterest, things like those kind of platforms are what I'm going to sell on. Now, Amazon, that's a whole different beast. I don't know what I'm going to do with that yet because I either might open it up to other sellers to try selling. It's not high on my priority list right now. Not to say that it wouldn't be, but yeah, I'm open.
Well, it's, you know, I think what a lot of inventors don't realize is that, you know, retail is retail, whether you're doing it online or you're doing it in a bricks and mortar store. So Amazon is the retailer, and the fees then that get charged are just outrageous. I mean, it's become predatory for the inventor, for the seller on Amazon, because you can be eaten alive by the fees, but you can be eaten alive by the fees if you're selling in Walmart.
Well, definitely true. And so it's just, you kind of have to figure out what direction do you want to take it. I know in order to grow a brand of a product that's so new, you need to create some buzz, get some traction online, I think is the fastest way. But then, you know, do you want to sell to those big box retailers or do you want to market? There's gazillions of smaller boutiques and smaller retailers too, where you could probably, you know, have a little bit stronger of a business deal together. So, yeah, I'm excited to learn. But yeah, I would definitely agree with you. I don't want to be eaten alive quite yet.
For sure. And it's, you know, like you were saying, there's a lot of options. I think the most important thing that you can do for yourself is creating then the buzz around the videos that you do, the social media, the testimonials that you get on the product, how they link those then to their sites. Because it doesn't matter where you put it. If people don't know you are there to go look for you, they're not going to find you and buy you.
Exactly. Yep. So I think social media is going to be my best friend here for the first part of it.
Yeah, it's not unusual. I mean, when you go to a show like ASD Market Week and, you know, you had your first wholesale sale, so you've got somebody else out there selling. Well, the more products that you get out there and somebody goes, oh, that's really cute, where'd you get that? Certainly helps people to go in and start getting to your website.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So what's been kind of fun, too, is even though I'm in Colorado and it's been snowy, but I have approached some women when it's on the warmer days that do have their bra strap showing a little bit with their thin strap, and I'll walk up to them and say, hey, if I gave you this product, would you mind writing a testimonial or posting about it? So it's kind of a little bit of face-to-face, too, which has been fun to see people's reactions. So far, it's all been great feedback, so that's promising.
That's good. And that's, you know, and that's one way of doing it, too, is, you know, when you say, test this product for me and then give me your feedback. Write a testimonial for me and give me the feedback. Because people love to, you know, give impressions. They love to share. They love to be needed. And, you know, who doesn't want to be able to say, oh, yeah, this is a really cool new product. One of the things that we talk about on Invent America. So, all right, everybody. Now, Jenny just gave you an opening to go in and give some feedback. So if you go to invent-america and you go down to the products listed, you could actually go in and find the video on the Brazzle. And you could give some testimonials on how cool you think that product is. And gentlemen, if you are looking for some kind of Easter product to give to your wife or something for spring, I am sure that she would love to have the Brazzle. And that way then you can go on and have her give some testimonials for Jenny, because Invent America is not just about the inventors, it's about the consumers who support all of us and give us the feedback, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all need feedback. So your next steps, Jenny, all right, is getting the product out there, getting some feedback, building your volume. So how do you fill those orders then?
Well, fortunately, I've partnered with an excellent shipping fulfillment center who has taken, and I've also partnered with a great social media company who's also taken over the back end of my website, but everything is going to be seamless. So any orders that happen online, it's going to go straight to the warehouse. They're going to fulfill. They're going to not have me packaging things and shipping things from my basement. So it's going to be smooth. I'm ready.
That's great. And she got both of those names of people from the inventor lady herself, because I've used both of these gentlemen and enjoy both of them very, very much. So if you need a service provider, give me a call. Shoot me an email. Get online. Post to be on the show. We are easy to find, and I am easy to get a hold of. They will etch that phone number on the side of my casket because I'm taking it with us. Stick with us, everybody. We will be back with Amy Weiss, and she's going to talk to us a little bit more about the details of TikTok Shop and how to use that. Jenny, thanks so much for being with us, and stay in touch. Let us know how it's going.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.